If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
Hello, we are back for another season of Phoning It In. We'll have a new episode for you every 2 weeks with a bonus episode available every other week exclusively on Headstuff Plus. More about that later on. I've got some shows coming up. April 6th, I'll be performing with Kelly Shatter at the Mate Show in Wigwam on Middle Abbey Street. Tickets for that are available now on Eventbrite. I'll also be performing at an improvised news show on April 14th at the Peer Centre on Peer Street along with Mark Canton. And lots of your favourite Phoning It In cast members. Please follow me at Phoning It In Show on Instagram and Twitter for more information on that and other live performances in the coming weeks. But for now, on with the show.
Phoning It In. Phoning It In. If you're in a quandary, you've got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
Hello and welcome to Phoning It In, the improvised phone-in show. My name is Dave Coffey. The usual phone lines are open, so get calling. We're going to kick things off this week with our topic of the week. This week we're talking about mean landlords. Willie, you live with your landlord and you're fed up with his games, is that right?
I'm fed up, man. I'm fed up with his games all day long. Just games.
What does that mean? Okay. What kind of games?
Oh, it's like Sabutio.
Right.
Chinese water torture.
It's not really a game, is it?
Well, he says it's a game. I mean, I don't like it.
Like which one? How does Chinese water? Is that like waterboarding?
No, it's a drip on your forehead.
And how does the game work then? Is it just like how long can you stand it, or
how long can he stand it?
He's under the drip.
He's under the drip.
So what are you doing?
Like, I'm just dripping it.
Okay. Well, that's not so bad for you.
No, it is bad. Is it why? Because I'm losing my flipping mind. He can withstand that thing for like 4 or 5 hours.
Okay,
I'm just
dripping
away there.
I tell you what is torture though, Sabutio. I mean, that's a pretty bad game.
It's a pretty bad game.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't even like football. Why would I want to play a simulation of football?
Exactly, yeah.
Where you're just flicking guys around.
Guys, yeah.
Yeah.
And what are the games?
He tried to get us to play it for real one time.
Do you mean like flicking football players?
We went down to a match that was, you know, one of those Sunday league matches.
Yeah, yeah.
And we went down and we just started kicking lads in the ass.
Oh, kicking them?
Yeah.
And how did that go down?
We flicked them, but they're very big. So he was like, yeah. Right, we got to start kicking.
And what happened?
And we kicked the lads in the ass. 3-0.
What do you mean 3-0?
3-0 to me.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean.
Well, I was kicking one team and...
Oh, and they won 3-0?
Yeah.
And they didn't... How did they respond to you kicking them?
They kind of... Well, we pretended to be Gardaí.
Right.
Yeah, so they were kind of going along with it.
Because they didn't want to...
They didn't want to rustle any feathers or get any trouble. We were like, lads, this is life-size Sabutio. It's been mandated by the courts.
I'm not going to lie, that sounds like great fun. Mm-hmm. So I don't see what your problem is, really. You've got a fun-loving landlord who likes to have fun.
Because I have a job.
Right.
I need to get stuff done, and this guy is just like, okay, time for a new game.
But you said this was like Sunday league.
Oh, that was Sundays. Yeah, I work on Sundays. I'm a priest.
Okay, right. So you missed a mass or something, did you?
I missed a mass, yeah, and I'm a busy priest, and I need to get out there.
Yeah, yeah. No, fair enough. And he's
like,
forcing you.
Just,
he's
like,
forcing you to play these games against your will.
Forcing me to play the games. Otherwise, he's like, you'll be out in the street.
You'll be out in the street.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of like blackmail almost. He's blackmailing you into playing these games.
It is like blackmail.
Okay, well, let's bring on your landlord, Todd.
Hey, what's up,
Todd? How can you stand over these games that you're forcing Willie to play?
Well, you know, I'm just a fun-loving guy, and I just want to spread the fun around, you know, spread around my apartment. I want to, you know, maybe attract new tenants, you know, by saying like, hey, it's the fun guy.
Oh, okay. So you're looking for more people to move in?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's one bedroom.
As in you share a bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay. And so...
How
many more beds?
More people in, Todd? How are we going to fit more people?
Oh, hey, you just got to believe in your... Well, I'm going to believe in myself in this case. And you can fit beds and most rooms in
bunk
this.
Beds.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah,
you should write that down.
That'll double up straight away.
Well, yeah, we're already in bunk beds. He's wants a double decker bunk bed. Bunk beds on bunk beds.
Oh, like a four? Is it a high ceilinged room?
No.
All right.
We have to crank the beds down.
Oh, so you'd have less space.
In. Yeah, you're sliding. It'd be
kind of like one of those Japanese capsule hotels. They're
Ooh,
fun.
I'm gonna write that down too. Japanese.
Oh yeah, have a look at those because you can squeeze a lot of people
stop
in.
Stop giving them ideas, Dave.
No, well,
keep
listen,
it coming, Dave. Keep it coming.
Look, you mentioned you're a priest, yeah. Willie. Do you not get put up by the parish that you're in?
Yeah, I talked to the archbishop about that, and he was like, "No, in your case, no."
Did he give any reason for that?
No, he said, listen, you go down there and you're staying with Todd.
I may have talked to the Archbishop and convinced him to let him stay with me.
Oh, why did you do that?
I was lonely.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Also, I wanted money.
So. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. Well, we have another priest on the line, actually, Father Nelly, who's looking for a room as well. Are you in the same situation? The Archbishop has said, no, you have to find your own place?
Yes, absolutely. I'm in the same situation and I'm looking for a room because I'd love to live with a priest. And when this one was advertised on the interweb, there was a lot of games involved and I thought, well, that's something different.
What do you mean? There was games in the advertisement?
There was games in the advertisement. It said rent 500 a month, bills included, games on a Sunday. And I thought, Janie Mac, that sounds a bit like me.
No, but won't you have the same problem, Nelly, that Willie has, which is on a Sunday is your busiest day?
Yes, absolutely. But I am looking to kind of transfer into the midweek masses. Find them a more smaller audience. I get very nervous in front of crowds, especially with the baptisms, you know, pouring the water on the baby's head. Yeah. I've just had too many incidents.
What kind of incidents?
Well, I tended to get very thirsty babies, so I'd kind of I'd tilt them over into the bath.
So they got
the holy bath.
Yeah,
that is. But
the font is called the font.
The font, you know, tomato. And the babies would have their
holy bath. Is not another. It's not just like an American.
I think I've heard Americans call the baptismal font the holy bath.
Yeah, I trained over in America, so that's what I've kind of been used to. But the babies tend to have their mouths quite wide open, you know, as if they were about to get a bottle. And I'd say, "Well, no, not yet. You're entering the world of God." And I turn the tap on.
The tap.
The holy tap.
What holy
Jesus?
The holy tap. And anyway,
oh, on the holy bath.
On the holy bath.
Yeah.
And anyway, the baby started drinking the water and it just tended to happen a few weeks in a row and I kind of...
But what's wrong with that?
Oh, Dave, no.
Is it good water or something?
No, you get holy babies.
Oh, if they drink too much holy water.
Yeah, yeah.
But surely you want holy babies.
Well, the thing, Dave. It's only meant to go in their head.
Mm. Yeah, but what happens if they drink some of it?
Like? They choke.
Oh, okay. Well, that's definitely a problem.
So,
I thought it was that they were becoming
and then
holy
they get
babies.
Superpowers.
Or
if they choke, that's the bad.
Or that.
Yeah, that's
so it's kind of holy superpowers?
Yeah, holy superpowers.
With lasers.
Could I drink some of this water by any chance? Is that
try and bathe the baby that can walk on water.
That's tricky because you can't get them.
Yeah.
Does it only work on babies to Todd's point?
No. Well, I haven't tried it on grown men.
Well, I'll take this holy bullet if you guys
I mean,
are
it seems like a fun game.
Yeah, I'll be more games.
Absolutely. So yeah, maybe this Sunday we can try it out if you can let me in the bunk bed.
Oh, I'd be honoured. I'd be honoured.
Okay, so Willie, you've got another roommate, another priest. How does that sit with you?
I mean, that doesn't say great, you know. We're going to have to crank down the bunk bed, so we've just got like a foot of space between us and the bunk above.
Yeah, Willie's on the top bunk as well. It's pretty uncomfortable up there.
Because
you're looking right at, you know, you're just
ceiling.
Like inches
you wake
away
up
from
in
the
morning,
ceiling.
What's the first thing you do? Oh, rise and shine.
Yeah.
Stick the head up and whammo. Yeah. I knocked myself unconscious 4 out of 7 days of the week.
I presume you get a bit extra sleep then.
Yeah.
So.
And actually, Willie, maybe like Willie and Nelly. It has a nice ring to it. So I was thinking maybe we could do like a job share sort of situation where like I take your Sundays, you take my Sundays.
That's just swapping jobs.
And no, then, you don't want Sundays.
Well, I heard...
I take your Sundays, you take my Sundays. That's just us doing each other's job.
But weren't you complaining about the games? So how about I give you a week off the games, I go in on the games, you do the math, well, and then the next week we do a little switcheroo.
Good luck. You won't make it a week with the Chinese water torture and the Sabutio.
Oh, love a good Sabutio. We should... After this, Willie, let's go do some Sabutio.
No, what? Just finished playing.
I'm ready to go again.
Oh, God.
Are you talking about real life Sabutio or just the regular board?
Oh, real life. I saw a match down at the park, so right, I thought...
Put the under 10s, St. Bernards versus the St. Coolios.
So you put on the Gardaí uniforms and go kick a few kids? And
of course. Kids.
Okay. Well, look, guys, this all sounds like great fun. I'm delighted, Todd, that you've got a new tenant have a new friend to play games with.
You know, he's been talking about real-life Call of Duty.
Okay, yeah, that's...
And Dave, you know, like you're paintball. Saying this sounds fun, but come Monday morning when Todd is kicking you in the ass and getting you to fight Germans...
Oh, I've never played that one before.
There's a hostel down the street from us, so I saw some...
There was a what?
There's a hostel down the street, so heard some Germans walking in, so well, might as well...
I mean, it sounds
play some
like
Call of Duty.
Fun.
Okay.
Call of Duty, is it some sort of like soup kitchen kind of game where we give back to the community?
Kind of.
Yeah, no, you give violence back to the community.
Like we're being called to duty. You know, our duty as priests is to look after our community. And make holy
it's like
babies.
That.
Via violence and bloodshed. You
and
know.
Killing Germans. Okay, guys. Well, look, I'm not going to give this any more time because, frankly, I feel like we've given it enough time.
Sorry to have wasted your time.
No, it wasn't a waste. It wasn't a waste. But I feel like we've come to like a happy resolution in that you've going to have a new bunkmate.
I don't think that's a happy resolution.
Great.
At all.
Thanks so much for phoning it in, Willie, Nelly, and Todd.
Bless you.
I'm going to talk to some more tenants now who aren't happy about their mean landlords. Tallulah's on the line. Tallulah, your landlord has remote access to the heating and keeps turning it off.
This is not great, Dave. I'm a very sweaty person, and so my landlord keeps driving that heat up. And
oh, they're turning it up, not off.
Yeah, no.
Oh, they're cranking the heat up remotely.
It's basically a sauna at times.
Why do you think your landlord is doing that, Tallulah?
That's great. That's a great question, Dave. I don't know. I think he likes to watch me suffer, but, you know, just landlord stuff.
Does the landlord have, like, cameras placed around the house so that they can see you?
Well, I see some red dots. It's, like, flashing every now and again.
Just... Here and there?
Yeah, or? Like it's certainly possible that there's maybe being watched.
Right. That puts a sinister spin on things. Can you tell me about your landlord, Tallulah?
He's called the Ball Murphy.
The Ball Murphy?
Yeah, he's...
Where does that name come from?
That's... I don't know. I think he's just a very round individual.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's not overweight or anything. He's just very round.
How does one be round but not overweight, if you know what I mean?
Honestly, Dave, if you saw him, you'd go, oh yeah, of course.
I wish I could see him now.
That's the Ball himself.
Okay, well, let's put the Ball on the line.
Howdy, I'm the Ball Murphy.
Okay.
Who am I talking to today?
Oh, well, this is Dave Coffey and phoning it in. We have your tenant, Tallulah.
Hello, the Ball.
Howdy, Tallulah. How's it going on this fine sunny day?
Not great, the Ball. It's not great.
Oh, she's all moaning.
Okay. Yeah, well, Tallulah claims that you've been using your remote access to her central heating in her house to get her all hot and sweaty.
That's right, I have. Okay, so I came from Georgia, and as you know, Georgia's a real hot town.
Yeah.
And I want to bring a little bit of Georgia to this little island you guys call Ireland.
That's nice.
So I
hooked
the radiator up to a nice little app I have on my iPhone. And yeah, I suppose I turn the heat up every now and again when I think, you know, these Irish people, they always complain about the cold.
That it's too cold. So this is the opposite that a lot of tenants
have. I'm giving
have.
Back.
Yeah, giving something back. And what about the flashing red lights that Tallulah's seeing around the place? How do you account for that?
Simply just keeping an eye on my tenants, making sure that they're all happy, hot, and what's another H word? Happy, hot.
Humid, dear. Humid.
Humid. Thank you, Jolene.
Who's Jolene?
That's my wife.
Oh, Jolene. Hello.
Oh, hello there. Dave.
Are you also a landlord? Like, are you involved in the
Oh, yes.
The letting?
I well, not the same companies as the ball, but I run my own.
Oh, you've got your own properties.
Establishments.
Okay, and do you have a similar heating system?
No, I do not. No, I crank down that heat.
Crank it down.
Yeah, I got cooling features
yeah.
in all my apartments, and I'll crank down that heat. Oh, I don't know, suddenly 3 a.m., guess what? You're going to minus 15.
Okay.
Fahrenheit that, now, Fahrenheit.
That helps people sleep, though, doesn't it, if it's cold at
oh,
night?
Oh, yeah, they'll slip into what's technically...
a coma? What are they?
Not a coma, but you know when they're... You know when that film Alien... When they're in like
hibernation,
hibernating sleep.
Yes.
Cryogenic sleep.
They're cryogenic sleep. My dear friend Walt Disney.
That's great because they're actually shaving. No, not shaving time after. They're adding time to their life by the fact
well,
that being frozen
yeah, both.
At night.
I mean, it's both.
What do you mean both? They're adding and shaving?
Yeah, you're adding shaving. You're like, you're getting extra time, but the shock when you come back to life
right,
will
yeah,
shave.
Yeah. So it kind of evens out, is
yeah,
what you're saying.
Yeah, you can see wrinkles form in real time.
Okay. And then are they also, I was going to say wrinkling, but no, probably not. That doesn't go. It doesn't work both ways.
It doesn't work both ways.
We're trying to work on that, aren't
we
Jolene?
We are trying to work
so
on that.
So you're just experimenting on your tenants? Is that...
Absolutely. And we cater for all types of audiences. You know, if you want to be a cold tenant or if you want to be a hot tenant, you know, you just
Those
knock
are your
on.
Options.
You hot just knock on our door.
Well, Tallulah, I mean, here you go. This is your opportunity. You find the current place too hot. Maybe you'd switch to one of Jolene's places.
Well, I don't really want to enter some sort of cryogenic sleep. I do have to work, and I can't really pay rent
well,
if I'm
this,
in.
You know, oh, you'll marketplace. Be... I mean, it is difficult to get exactly what you want. You know, you don't. Oh,
it's
I don't want to
yeah.
slip into a cryogenic sleep every night.
But
you know
you'd still be able to get up in the morning. You just have a few more wrinkles.
That seems a bit much, Dave. I just want to go to bed, and now I'm aging faster than I usually do.
Well, I'm slower. It's confusing.
It's like a sudden shock, you know?
Like,
you know those people that like go into a sauna and then they jump into the ice cold water?
Which is good for you.
That's what it's like, except with time.
Absolutely.
You stop in time and then... Getting a jolt
cranking
of
it.
It
forward. Yeah.
And Jolene, how about we do a hot deal for Tallulah? You can have rooms
yes.
in both of our establishments,
yes.
the hot and the cold, for $7.50 a month.
For $7.50 a month.
Each or total?
Minutes.
Oh, 750 minutes a month.
Yeah, is this yeah. like cryo time that I'm sort of spending?
Yeah, you cryo time. It's kind of like
where would
Demolition Man. You ever seen Demolition
yeah,
Man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great movie. But where would Tallulah go for the other minutes in the month?
Well,
you'll just be walking the streets in a stupor.
Well, you said you wanted to go to work, so
that's true,
go to
yeah,
work.
Yeah.
Go
yeah,
to
that
work.
Now,
do overtime.
That is a good price for rent, honestly, in this
750 minutes a month. Is that enough time for you to think to get in sleep outside of work?
This is,
I mean, I'm not good at maths.
I'm
it
sadly,
seems
I'm considering this.
Low.
Tired already.
Wait a minute.
Oh, in cryo time, no. That's plenty of time.
No, but the you're counting the 750 minutes in our time, not cryo time, I assume.
No, I don't understand what the question is.
I think we're going to need a mathematician to come in here.
Oh, look, it sounds like a great deal.
Honestly, I'm considering it.
Okay, it is a landlord's market.
And Tallulah, where else would you get those little red dots keeping an eye on you every minute of every day? Well, the 750 minutes to be exact.
That you're allowed in the apartment.
But I mean, no other landlord's going to look after you. You like the little messages I send you and Jolene. Are you okay? Well, actually,
I don't send it.
You don't send it because you haven't moved in yet.
You haven't moved in yet, but you will get a lot.
You will get
both. Every 10 minutes.
Every 10 minutes.
You get it. Are you okay?
Even when you're walking the street.
You don't reply, we're sending in the police.
The police.
The po-po.
That's a tad extreme.
But at least you know you'll be safe. If you fell over and knocked yourself out.
Which will happen.
The police will be there. Yeah. Well, it's so hot, you get kind of sweaty and it's hard to focus, and then boom, you're on the floor. Or you're defrosting and you get a jolt and you hit your head.
Suddenly hit your head?
Well, you shoot up
You get like 2 or 3 meters into the sky.
Yeah, so you're going to hit your head. Then
Tallulah's already passed out so many times from the heat.
I've had a heat stroke a couple of times.
So you want the police to come in then and take care of you?
Absolutely.
That's
to live, Dave. I don't want to go through some sort of climate change within my own house. Is that too much to ask?
If you're going to be picky.
Actually, it is. Yeah,
it's a lot. Now, we haven't actually talked about money, because we said 750 earlier, but that was obviously minutes.
Oh, yeah.
How much are you going to charge?
What do you think, Jolene? What do you think about that price?
We charge, it's 50 euros a month.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, you can't argue with that.
Yeah, that's actually alarmingly good.
Yeah.
Alarmingly good. Yeah, that's what our motto is.
It's like you're going to be involved in a weird, like, heat-based experiment while you're there. Mm-hmm. But absolutely. 50 euro a month?
An apartment in Dublin, that's hard to come by. So.
Dave, do you mind if we quote you on our Daft profile?
Of course,
partaking, what did you say there, in a heat experiment?
But it's only 50 euros a month, so.
Absolutely, yeah.
Win some, lose some. Okay, guys, well, it sounds great. I want to thank you, Tallulah, Jolene, and The Ball?
The Ball.
Yeah,
for phoning it in. I'm going to move on to some other calls now. Martin, you believe your doctor is trying to kill you.
Oh, Dave, my doctors they're trying to kill me now for about 6 months, and I am sick of it.
Oh, more than one doctor?
What?
Sorry, did you say doctors? I thought it was just your GP.
That was an apostrophe S there, Dave.
Okay.
Me doctors after trying to kill me for the past 6 months.
I don't get what the apostrophe S is for, though.
Me doctor is after. Oh, my
sorry,
God.
Sorry, yes. Yeah,
I cannot
handle
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you're dead right. Okay, and how is he trying to kill you?
Okay. You ever had a shotgun blast to the stomach, Dave?
No, God, no.
Yeah, try it sometime.
Try it sometime.
All right?
And your doctor did this to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I'm trying to get in there to deal with me Achilles tendon, and every time I try and go in, I'm limping a bit, Dave. I'm limping a bit.
Problems with Achilles tendon. Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, zombie attack. Wow.
Oh, he mistook you for a zombie because you were kind of limping. Were you groaning?
Of course I'm groaning. I'm in pain.
Were you saying brains? Or pain?
I was saying brains, but the doctor's name is Dr. Brains.
Oh, so you're just going, brains. And you're limping.
Can you help me?
I kind of see where he came from there.
And then shotgun blast in the stomach.
Because he thought you were a zombie. I will say, if you're going to try and kill a zombie, conventional wisdom is you go for the head and not the stomach. So
yeah, he's not a good shot.
Oh, he, with a shotgun, he missed? Was it close range?
It was close range, yeah.
It was like the doctor's office or whatever.
He's added, you know, some people do like a sawn-off shotgun, which will give you like a wider blast range.
Right.
He's got a, I don't know what you call it, like a welded-on shotgun.
A welded-on? Oh, so he's added on tubing.
Yeah,
it's
about 3 meters long now.
So it's tighter.
And he's, can I say fucking?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
It's fucking heavy, Dave.
Okay,
so
yeah.
So he's having difficulty wielding the thing, and that's why he's shooting me in the gut.
Now, did he then repair any damage he had done?
Oh, yeah, he's like, oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry about that. I thought you were a zombie. Let me patch you up here. Let me take some of the buckshot out of your guts.
And so he didn't kill you then?
Oh, he didn't kill me. No, he hasn't killed me any. Like, he's done that like 4 or 5 times now.
He shot you 4 or 5 times?
Shot me 4 or 5 times. Every time it's the same.
That does seem like clumsy at the very
clumsy
least.
Clumsy at the very least, yeah. Dave. It is.
All right, let's bring on Dr. Brains.
Good evening, Dave.
Dr. Brains, you have shot your patient, how many times is it? Four?
4 or 5. Four. I can't exactly remember because one of them, there was a seagull involved and, you know.
What?
I was excited by the seagull, Dave.
So you lost count?
Kind of lost count.
Okay,
like,
yeah, fair enough.
Is this twice he shot me now? Or,
yeah. How do you explain this, Dr. Brains? Because you've signed an oath. Signed an oath? You've made an oath.
Pledged an oath.
Pledged an oath, yeah. To do no harm. But this is the opposite. This is doing lots of harm.
Well, Dave, I am deathly afraid of zombies. And
understandable.
And I'm also afraid that, you know, an apocalypse of a zombie sort is coming any
we
day.
All are. Understandable. We all are.
There's been no zombies so far in the world, Dave.
Yeah, but there's so many TV shows about it. It just feels like inevitable at this stage.
I don't know if that's the way
well,
TV
look,
works. Otherwise,
I'm sorry. I think Dr. Brains has a good point. There's a certain amount of nominative determinism going on
Thank
in here, I'm
Dave.
Sure. That,
I
like,
don't know that you're using the right term there, Dave. Nominative determinism.
His brains is on the brain, you know?
Right.
People are saying it to him all day long.
I get it constantly. Patients coming in shouting, brains.
Yeah.
That just triggers something within me. And,
well, maybe you should reconsider that then. You could change your own name.
That's who I am. I can't change that. How dare you? I'm Dr. Brains to you, sir.
Yeah. Now, what I will say, though, is it is careless to have shot the same man 4 or 5 times.
It was actually 6 times.
Six?
He doesn't remember the seagull instance, so...
Was there another seagull incident that I don't remember?
There may have been another seagull incident.
Okay, all right. But so, how do you account for that carelessness? Because you're a doctor. I mean, you should be paying attention.
Well, some would say I'm paying too much attention, Dave. You know, being very aware of my surroundings.
Yeah.
You know, someone burst in. You know, you will
come through the door after they've been told they're next. You can go through and see the doctor now. Open the door. Whammo! Into the guts it goes.
Okay, Dave, if someone stumbled into your office shouting brains, would you not shoot them with a shotgun in the stomach?
100%. But what I'm saying is this has happened to you at least 6 times that we know of. Like, you gotta learn your lesson here, Doc. You gotta go, hang on, Brains, that's my name. Is this just a person who's got a dodgy ankle?
Does anyone ever stumble into your office and say, coffee?
Yeah, and I'm always then making cups of coffee.
Okay, so now you understand where he's going from.
Yeah, actually, you've just argued his point for him.
Well, I thought you would be like, no, I understand that I refer to my name.
I always get confused and stick the kettle on. All right, look, we have Chanel on the line, who's another patient of Dr. Brains. Chanel, what did you want to say?
Well, I just want to say, like, basically, I'm another victim of this situation because, like, Dr. Brains shot me dog.
Oh.
So, you know, your man on the line, he's not the only victim. I'm another victim because he shot me dog and my dog can't even talk. So he can't even say.
Wait, can't talk now? Or could never talk.
Could never talk.
Okay.
You know the way like dogs can't talk.
Yeah. No,
only
that's,
in the
that's
movies,
fair.
Singing dogs.
Yeah. No, I just thought it might have been something to do with the shotgun
like
blast
in
the face or something.
Like little.
He's dead.
Little Gucci is dead.
Gucci's dead.
Yeah.
From
the bullet.
I was in the waiting room. Dr. Brain screamed out at the dog. He screamed out, "Who sent you?" And when the dog didn't reply, he said, "Speak now, speak, or I'll blow you away."
Right, how do you account for this?
No, it's an honest mistake, Dave. I thought the dog was a demon from hell. Okay.
Is it a big, was it a big dog, Chanel?
No, Gucci was a tiny little chihuahua.
That chihuahua barked like a demon from hell, Dave.
Chihuahuas do look scary. I mean, they're right, small, Dave? But they're kind of weird.
But, like, if you've seen little Gucci, like, she had diamonds in her ears and stuff. Like,
that would scare me
really
even more.
Diamonds in her ears.
Yeah, I was like, what sort of dog is diamonds?
A hell dog.
Exactly, Dave, exactly.
Sorry, I didn't hear you there, Chanel.
I'm just, like, talking about it and making me really upset and I'm going to get sick.
You're going to get sick? Well, you should probably go and see Dr.
Brains. Yeah, you should really come into the office.
Because that's not
a
normal...
I'm never going to Dr. Brains again. He killed me dog.
Yeah.
Honest mistake.
Yeah, honest mistake.
Another thing about Dr. Brains, you make an appointment and you turn up and then it's like an hour wait.
Yeah, but
that's just regular doctors.
No, come on. Why don't you fix your appointment system? Like, it's outrageous.
I gotta load my shotgun, okay? You know, I gotta clean my gun and, you know, it is a long shotgun. It's pretty heavy.
It's going to take a while to polish a gun that has a barrel that is that long.
But, like, why do you even have a gun? You don't need the gun.
Because of the impending zombie apocalypse. Keep up, Chanel.
Come on, Chanel.
Yeah, it's just
the question is, why don't you have a gun?
Because they're not, like, legal, ain't they?
Yeah, at least carry around, like, a machete or something.
Yeah, a machete would be
good. I'm not getting locked up again.
Right. What did you do that got you locked up?
I robbed from Brent Thomas.
Okay, well, you don't have to. You can have a machete and not rob people, Chanel.
But, like, I don't want to.
Terms of parole, Dave.
Oh, yes, yes. No machetes. Fair enough. Okay. Well, look, I still think Dr. Brains has a right to keep a really long shotgun. Just in case.
Just inside his surgery door.
Yeah, in his doctor's surgery, yeah. Yeah.
No, thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen.
Well, thank you,
Do you have
Judge
anything
Coffee.
To say, Dr. Brains, to Martin and Chanel before we wrap up?
You know, just come by any time. If you're feeling unwell, I'd love to, you know, still be your doctor if you'll have me. Of course, be careful. I have an itchy trigger finger.
I have an appointment on Wednesday, Dr. Brains. Can you promise not to shoot me, or at least like aim just a bit off to the side or something?
I can't promise anything.
I mean, what's the point in having a shotgun if you're gonna aim away from the thing that you think is a zombie coming to kill you?
It's a great point, Dave. Great point.
Thank you.
Yeah. So once again, I'll aim for your legs if I can, but. No promises.
It's a long barrel. It's hard to get it accurate.
But, like, we could just find another doctor who actually gives us appointment for the actual time that we're making it.
In this market? Good luck, guys. Good luck. Okay, well, listen, I want to thank Martin, Chanel and Dr. Brains for phoning it in. As I'm sure you know by now, Phoning It In is just one of the many excellent podcasts on the Headstuff Podcast Network. Here's a little teaser for another one you should definitely check out.
Hi, I'm Gerald Farrelly.
And I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And we have been friends for a very long time.
And we regularly solve each other's problems. And now we'd like to solve yours in our podcast, Agony Rants.
It's a weekly show where we offer you unwavering support.
It's true. And it's the place to go if you need a place to vent or to get thoughtful advice.
It's a serious lawsuit waiting to happen.
Now, Grode, there isn't a problem that can't be helped by having a comedian and a Eurovision winner dissected before your very ears. Agony Rants is 40 minutes with two friends who just want to listen to you.
Niamh wants to listen. I dip in and out.
Agony Rants has a new episode every Monday and you'll find us wherever you do your listening.
If you like this show, please support it. The best way to do that is by leaving a review for the show on iTunes, posting about us on social media, or just telling some friends about us. If you can afford it, you can also support the show financially through Headstuff Plus. For a small monthly fee, you'll get access to a heap of bonus content from every single show on the Headstuff Network. That includes new hilarious bonus episodes of this show, which are released every other week. If you can afford it, head on over to Headstuff Plus and sign up today. My special guest today is joining us from the dark side of the moon. Irish woman Patty Devoy is one of five artists on board the first civilian voyage around the moon. Come in, Patty. Can you hear us?
Hello there. Yes, I can hear you quite clearly.
Patty, you have been very lucky to be chosen to go up to the moon. What's it like?
It's amazing. It's basically everything you would imagine and more. And you know what? It actually smells lovely up here.
Really? Surely that's nothing to do with the moon, though, because you're in like a spaceship.
Yes, actually, I think that's just me. I smell wonderful.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that anything to do with your art? Because I know you're an artist that specializes in kind of odors or something. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. So I specialize in the likes of garlic and lavender, just anything that would really, flare your nostrils, very strong scented stuff. I tend to wear it a lot.
Okay, you work in scents. So if I want to go and experience your artwork, I have to go in and just take a big deep breath in through my nose and sort of smell my way around the work.
Exactly. And close your eyes as well, because you know what they say, if you take away one of the senses, you heighten another. So that's what I would always say to my customers.
Cool. Now, I know that there's other artists there on the ship with you, and it's quite small confines. So I want to bring on your fellow artist, Byron Padilla. Byron, how are you finding these strong smells in such a close environment as this?
Dave, I am inspired from morning to night in this place. I have never worked so much. The smells of the moon are mystifying, tantalizing, and purifying.
They're not the smells of the moon, though. They're the smells of Paddy's artwork. You can't smell the moon from inside.
You come up here and smell it then, because I'm smelling the moon.
Is that right, Patty? Is that what Byron is smelling? Is it the moon itself?
Well, I suppose maybe it's the experience that he's smelling. He's looking at the moon, but he's smelling me.
I'm smelling the moon.
So I think he might be a bit high as well.
Is that one of the things you're working in? Is like cannabis?
Cannabis, mushrooms, you name it. I have them all on this big long necklace that I drape across my neck.
Okay.
I have done extensive work on my new concept album, Smell the Moon.
Smell the Moon. Okay, yes. So you're a music artist? Is
yes.
That right?
Let's take a listen to a clip. Sorry, I can't get the clip to work.
What was that noise?
Sorry, that was just me trying to work the controls.
Oh, you kind of frustrated.
Yeah, with the button.
Yeah.
Our 3G isn't too good up here.
No,
what's are your 3G's not good? Okay, yeah. Okay, so we are managing to stay in contact, which is great.
Yeah, even on the dark side of the moon.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, that could have been a good name for a concept album as well. Dark Side of the Moon.
I don't understand what that means.
I want to come back to you, Patty. How did you get chosen for this mission? Because there's only five artists in the world that got to go. Why were you picked?
Yes, exactly. Well, I went to the Arts Council and I said, you know, you have to bring me on this voyage.
Travel and training, Dave.
Voyage was organized by the Arts Council.
Yeah.
Oh, that explains where all their funding is gone.
People
put it into space exploration.
How much money they have.
Yeah.
And I said,
if you can get the application done, it is extensive. It's really a drag.
Extensive.
But if you can get it done.
So really, there was only six people that had the time to fill out the application, and I was one of them. And I guess they were just blown away by my smells, by my passion, and most of all by my sternness.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned six people, because obviously there's only five got to go into space.
Yeah.
The sixth one, unfortunately, was your husband, who didn't get to go, Jeff. Jeff, you have some important news for Patty, is that right?
Yes, Dave. I have some very important news for Patty.
Hi, honey.
Hello, dear. How are you doing? I want a divorce.
Oh, goodness! I'm Patty. I didn't realize this is.
it's just it's hard to get into contact with the Rockets.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know any other way.
There's limited 3G, and I know we're using your bandwidth now with this. This was the only way for Jeff to get in touch.
And Jeff, why didn't you wait till I was back to tell me?
So I still live at our house, and the smells are too much, Dave. They're just overwhelming.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I'm suffocating, honestly, in my own home.
Oh, my God. But couldn't you just, I don't know, have removed the smelly things?
I've tried, Dave. They're, like, embedded into the house.
Oh,
it's,
gosh.
It's alarming, if
is
I'm being
it, is
honest.
That, is that part of your artwork, to kind of embed it into rooms and buildings?
Melt it into the wallpaper, crush it into the sofa.
Yeah.
And smudge it all into Jeff's hair, but
you wouldn't think that we would bring wallpaper and a sofa in space, Dave. But Patty was insistent.
Well, that's her art.
So
Jeff, I mean, surely you knew you had these smells before the moon mission. Why now? Why just when Patty's away?
Well, it's just. It's come too much, Dave. I thought, you know, at first I thought, like, oh, this is kind of cute. She's doing her smell stuff. And then I was washing my hair the other day, and I just got the smell of cheese from my hair.
Mm.
I got a cheese smell embedded in my hair, Dave. And
was it in the shampoo or the
I believe
taps?
It was in the shampoo, and I believe some brioche cheese in the taps as well.
In the taps as well. Yeah, that's going to give you a cheesy hair smell if it's...
And
if
I'm lactose intolerant, Dave.
Oh my God, if it's in the shampoo and the water and you're lactose intolerant.
Well, look, that was a project I was working on. Art is subjective. Not everyone likes my stuff. I'm not there to please everyone. And Jeff, who's going to come on the holiday that we booked for when I come home after the moon mission?
Where are you going on holidays?
Well, the Arts Council, they had some money left over, so I said I was going to use it for materials, but I actually booked a week in Mykonos in Greece.
I guess you could get some smelly stuff in Mykonos.
Yeah, well, that's not the issue. It's that Jeff's not going to come with
me. Yes, sorry. Yeah, Jeff.
Come on.
What, are you going to let Patty go to Mykonos on her own?
I'm sorry, this is why mainly I wanted to call you. Well, I guess the divorce as well, but mainly I was going to bring my friend Steve to Greece with me using that Arts Council money. I hope that's... Is that all right? Or
No, it's not all right that
Patty
you're calling me from planet Earth, telling me that you're not going to go to Mykonos, or you're going to Mykonos and bringing someone else. Who are you bringing?
It's Steve.
Steve's an arsehole.
Okay, that's... Come on now. Don't talk
Steve
to Steve.
Steve hates the sun, you know that.
He's a chill guy. We're going to hang out in the shade, you know, go swim in some swimming pools.
I can't help but feel maybe there's something else at play here, Jeff. I know you wanted to go to the moon and you're an artist as well, and you were the only person who got the application in and didn't get to go to the moon. Is this sour grapes on your part?
I don't know what you're talking about, Dave. I'm not jealous whatsoever. But I am an artist too, Dave, and I...
You specialize in sour grapes, is that right?
Yes, I make paintings out of sour grapes from time to time. I've attempted sculptures, but, you know, sour grapes and all are not the best materials, but...
And I mean, I've never complained about the smell of the sour grapes.
Or the taste of them.
Or the taste of them.
Or has
Steve,
she?
Until now.
She, well, you know, she would have passive-aggressive comments, Dave, about
right.
my sour grapes.
So she'd eat the sour grapes and then she'd say something like...
Oh, that's nice.
That doesn't sound that passive aggressive.
I don't know. You have to be there, Dave.
Yeah. Byron, what do you think of that? Is that
is that passive aggressive? Ooh, that's nice. It's how much emphasis you put on the word that's. So if
ooh,
you're like
that's nice.
Ooh, that's nice. And then you're saying, well, compared to everything else, that's nice. Or ooh, that's nice. You know, that's
so
not
it's
great
all,
either.
It's more about if you put too much emphasis on any word, it becomes passive aggressive. Like, ooh, that's nice.
Well, just a sarcastic voice, yes. I suppose that's a great
I want to put another example. So this is another example of her being passive aggressive. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I
yeah.
thought you were another example of how you can pronounce. That's nice.
What if you made an emphasis on every
yeah,
word?
Every
like,
word.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah, that's so, pretty passive aggressive.
Yeah, you see where I'm coming from now, Dave. Yeah.
Well, it depends which way she said it, though.
I can't remember, if I'm being honest, Dave.
Okay, well, you had another example.
She said, like, I had put up a painting in her house, and she said, I'm so proud of you.
Mm.
So you see, still, that's passive aggressive, right, Dave?
Yeah, it still depends on the emphasis.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you.
Should we break this down?
I think there it's probably the so is gonna do it.
What was that? Oh,
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, that's all.
Or you could be like,
it's like the Chandler.
I'm so proud of you. I'd say that's more of a condescending from artist to artist.
Yeah. Right. Is that how you said it,
well,
Patty?
You should remember.
That's how Patty. I said it, yeah.
I'm so proud
like, you know, can you believe you. I'm so proud of you? You.
Yeah, you so see, Dave? You see?
You're admitting it then?
Well, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Why not?
And would you say the reason for you being hostile or passive aggressive in relation to Jeff's work is because of Sour Grapes?
I guess it's something that I never thought of putting into my art. So yeah, I'm a little jealous that Jeff thought of it first.
So it is Sour Grapes.
There it is.
Sour Grapes in all the land.
Wow.
Well done, Jeff. That is one of the greatest artworks I have ever seen. You have instilled sour grapes
in your
own wife.
I didn't know if I had it in me, if I'm being honest, but wow.
Incredible.
He pulled it off.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So was
his
this...
wife has gone to the moon, and she's still jealous of him.
And so was this divorce thing, was it legitimate, or was this all about getting sour grapes into your wife?
It's all about getting the sour grapes into my...
Incredible.
I'm still going to Greece with Steve, though.
Well, I mean, you got to stand over your work.
Well,
but that
me
is
and
incredible.
Byron are on the moon, so I don't really care anymore.
Yes. Not sour grapes out there.
Delicious.
Okay, well, listen, on that note, I'm afraid we have to wrap things up. But congratulations to Jeff on his work that we've just seen here. And thank you, Byron, Patty, and Jeff, for phoning it in. I'm afraid we're out of time. I want to thank all of my callers today, but I especially want to thank Mark Canton, Laura O'Leary, and Michael Shannon. Folks, do you have anything you want to plug? Are you laughing at me reading my script?
I'm laughing at the way you spelled my name.
Mark. Mark Canton. what do you have to plug, Mark?
I am in a group called Autocorrect, and we're doing monthly shows in the Peer Centre. And they are fun. Follow us on Instagram for best finding out when our next show is.
Do you have a news show coming up?
Yes, I do, Dave. On the 14th of April, myself and Dave Coffey are leading an improvised news show, also in the Peer Centre. Tickets will be available, hopefully, by the time this comes out.
Definitely.
I can't remember what it's called. But follow us on social media and we'll put the link there.
Yeah.
Come see a fun experiment.
Follow us on at Mark Canton, at Dave Coffey, and at Phoning It In Show. Maybe it's David.
I can't remember.
Laura, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yes, I was recently in a short film called Next Week, written and directed by Mark Phelan. So that should be out soon. And I will post it on Instagram when it's available to watch.
Cool.
At Laura O'Leary.
It's good that you know your handle. That's useful.
Michael, follow Mark Canton.
He's a good guy.
Michael, do you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah, I'm a part of an improv group called Sneak Preview. We performed an improvised movie. Follow us on Instagram, Sneak Preview Improv. We mainly perform at Mob Theatre.
Which is Thursday nights.
Thursday nights in Wigwam in Dublin. And follow me on Instagram at Inglorious Pop Tart, I think is my name.
Inglorious Pop Tart.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
I think I made it when I saw Inglorious Bastards, and I also just really like Pop Tarts.
You like Pop Tarts?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And they're amazing.
So main plug,
yeah.
Pop Tarts.
Huge shout out to Pop Tarts.
Remember something.
How long has it been since you've tried a Pop Tart?
Just have a Pop Tart. Go down to the shops now.
I like the chocolate ones, even though I don't usually like chocolate flavored things. Anyone else got a favorite Pop-Tart they want to plug?
The white icing with the sprinkles.
Yeah.
And then you pop it in the toaster.
Yeah, I think it's like massive.
Put them all in the toaster. That's how it works.
Some people don't.
I don't usually. Yeah.
You eat them cold?
Most of the time. Oh, yeah.
God.
Okay. Left on the edge.
Don't do that.
Hey, guys, do you eat yours hot or cold? Come back to us. Yeah. Comment below.
Send us on Instagram.
Send us all a message. You know all our handles.
Start a group chat with all of us.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks, guys. Thank you to the Headstuff Podcast Network for having us, and to Bobby Ahern for our theme music. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening.
Phoning it in. Phoning it in. If you're in a quandary, you'll got dirty laundry, then you should be phoning it in.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.